Thursday, November 14th. OMG. I can't believe the horrible mess I've made. I had no idea things were going to turn out like this. What am I going to do now? I think I'm going to be sick! Which is the reason I asked my geometry teacher, Mrs. Sprague, if I could be excused to go to the bathroom. Me, in the bathroom, feeling very worried and sick. Okay, this is what happened. When I got home from school yesterday, I stopped to get the mail. I saw an envelope from WCD that was addressed to both me and my parents, and I figured it was my report card or something. However, when I opened it, I had a heart attack right there on the spot because it was a tuition bill. How did I know? Mainly because it said in really big letters, Nikki Maxwell tuition bill. And below that was a dollar amount so big, I almost thought my eyeballs were going to rupture just looking at it. I could try to pay it off with my teeny allowance, but that would take 1,829.7 years. At first, I thought it was some kind of mistake. But the only logical explanation is that I had messed up big time by not giving my dad that phone message from Principal Winston. Then I had very stupidly gone to Winston's office and told him my dad was too busy to come in. And now my scholarship has been revoked. What was I thinking? There's just no way my parents can afford to pay that tuition bill. Suddenly, it became very clear that Mackenzie had completely set me up. Her master plan wasn't to embarrass me by having my dad come to the school to exterminate all the bugs she was letting loose. Nuh-uh. Her little brain was way more devious than that. Her plan was for my dad not to come to the school to exterminate all the bugs she was letting loose, so I'd lose my scholarship and get kicked out of school. She knew I'd be frantic and do everything within my power to keep him away. Basically, she tricked me into ruining my own life. Mackenzie Hollister is an evil genius. I had no scholarship, and I had no money to pay the tuition. My situation was hopeless. As I sat there on that cold bathroom floor, a thick cloud of anguish seemed to descend upon my stall like some kind of putrid smog, making it nearly impossible for me to breathe or think clearly. Overcome by gut-wrenching emotion and overwhelmed by that awful school bathroom smell, I began to ponder the unthinkable. I wanted all my problems to go away, so I decided to end it all right there by flushing myself down the toilet. But unfortunately, I was way too big to fit down that little drain hole thingy. That's when I noticed a bright yellow talent show poster taped on the stall door. I'd seen them plastered around the school for days, but after all the drama with Mackenzie, I had never bothered to actually read one. Do you sing, dance, or have some other entertaining talent that you'd like to share with the world? If so, then come perform in our 10th annual WCD Talent Showcase, Saturday, November 30th, 7:30 p.m. To be judged by Trevor Chase, world-famous music producer and WCD alumnus. Prizes include televised audition on 15 Minutes of Fame, scholarships to WCD, laptop computer, iPads, and much more. Participation form must be completed and turned in by Friday, November 22nd. Non-compliance with rules will result in disqualification. See office for details. I had to read that poster like 3 times before it finally sank in. WCD was actually giving away full scholarships? I know I swore off the talent show earlier, but now things have changed. I'm desperate. How desperate am I? Really, 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 really desperate.